Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Is your safety effort surviving or thriving? Maslow pointed out that we focus on immediate needs until they are met and then move on to higher goals. Is your safety program still focused on where the next meal is coming from or looking for enlightenment? There's no ideal answer to this question, only an honest one. If you are still struggling to get your workers into basic compliance, like knowing and following the rules and procedures, you are trying to survive. If you are well past that stage and looking for the next step change beyond your already good results, you are trying to thrive. There's no fault in either case. You probably inherited the current state and are challenged to take it to the next level. What is important is that you recognize your current state and react accordingly. If you are in survival mode, it is imperative that your supervisors are viewed by workers as friends and not foes. Position and authority don't matter as much to workers trying to survive as the distinction between friend and foe. Friends are trying to help you survive. Foes are trying to make you fail. Workers will follow their friends and not their foes. It is also critically important that you communicate accident data as stories from which you can learn lessons. Survivalists view risk-taking as necessary to survival and don't generalize well. They tell them the story of the accident and let them determine lessons learned from the story. In thrive mode, you need to focus on the passion and purpose of safety excellence. To be excellent, it is not enough to convince workers, you must convert them. Directives will get hands and feet moving. It takes passion to move hearts and minds. It is critically important to recognize the difference and to address it intelligently. Many safety professionals think that more of the same will get them to the next level. Unfortunately, this is seldom the case. The tools of excellence are different from the tools of pretty good. You can be the voice of reason and get the organization from bad to good. You have to be an inspirational leader to get from good to great.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.